Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Deep Industries Limited Q2 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Monarch Networth Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Dani from Monarch Networth Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Seema. Good afternoon, everyone. We are pleased to host the management of Deep Industries with us, and we have with us Mr. Parag Sallwa, Chairman and MD, and Mr. Rohan Shah, Director of Finance and CFO with us. We will start with the opening remarks from Mr. Parag, and then we'll move to Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Parag.
Thank you, Rahul. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining Deep Industries Quarter 2 2023 earnings conference call. I trust you had the opportunity to run through the earnings presentation which was shared earlier. Just to give you a brief introduction about our company, we are one of the largest natural gas compression provider in India. We have presence in niche segments like gas compression, dehydration, workover and drilling rigs, and integrated project management services. The oil and gas industry is witnessing a strong demand environment for over a year now. This translates to continued buildup of order book, albeit with a lag of 6 to 9 months, considering involvement of complex engineering, floating of tenders, project evaluation, and thereby the awards of the tenders and project commissioning. For a services business like us, this is now starting to reflect in the strong order book position, which now stands at rupees 815 crore, giving good revenue visibility for around 2 to 2.5 years. Company is witnessing highest ever expression of interest and bid submission, which could further enhance the order book going forward. I'm very happy to share that Honorable NCLT has given approval for the resolution plan for acquisition of Dolphin Offshore Enterprise Limited under IBC 2016. This is a strategic development for the company and opens multiple avenues in offshore services business for us. With the acquisition is that Deep will get quick market access to the offshore services, which otherwise would have taken 2 to 3 years for Deep to get required qualification. Also, Deep will have synergy benefits from existing client relationships, expanded market, and better market reach. Dolphin has been non-operational for about 3 years. So according to our estimates, Deep will require about 12 months to revive its business. Those who are not aware about Dolphin Offshore, it has been a leader in providing services to offshore oil and gas industry. The company at its peak achieved revenue of rupees 400 crore with an EBITDA margin of around 30%. The company faced existential crisis on account of poor capital management. Overall, I would say that Deep is a zero net debt company with a good revenue visibility and strong future growth prospects. After the acquisition of Dolphin, Deep's portfolio of services will expand from onshore to now also include offshore oil and gas services, which will further lead to diversification of the revenues. With that, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Rohan Shah, our CFO and Director of Finance, to take you through quarter 2 for 23 numbers. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Parasen. Good afternoon, everyone. I'll just go through the financial performance in brief, post which we will open the floor for question and answer. I'll start with the consolidated financials for the quarter and half year ended on 30th September 1st. Revenue receipts on consolidated basis from the operation for the quarter stands at rupees 66.67 crore. Revenue receipt from operations for the half year stands at rupees 139.82 crore. Consolidated EBITDA for the quarter ended stands at rupees 29.02 crore with EBITDA margins of 38%. Consolidated EBITDA for half year stood at rupees 60.95 crore with EBITDA margin of 40%. Consolidated net profit for quarter came at rupees 16.57 crore with PAT margin of 21.7%. Consolidated PAT for half year stands at rupees 36.08 crore with PAT margin of 23.75%. Cash profit for the quarter stood at 28.55 crore with cash profit margin of 37.34%. And cash profit for half year stood at rupees 59.67 crore with cash profit margin of 39.27%. Coming to the standalone financials, revenue receipt on standalone basis from operation for the quarter is 60.54 crore. Revenue receipt from operation for the half year is rupees 120.70 crore. EBITDA on standalone basis for the quarter stood at rupees 29.16 crore with EBITDA margin of 41.48%. Standalone EBITDA for half year stood at 56.6 crore with EBITDA margin of 42.5%. Net profit for the quarter ended on standalone basis came at rupees 17.21 crore with PAT margin of 24.4%. Net profit for half year stands at 32.65 crore with PAT margin of 24.6%. Cash profit on standalone basis for quarter stood at 27.12 crore with cash profit margin of 38.6%. And cash profit on standalone basis for half year stood at 53.96 crore with cash profit margin of 40.6%. Overall, I would like to say that our financial performance has been almost in line with Q1. Growth in top line and bottom line will start reflecting from Q3 onwards on commencement of operations and revenue from new projects which are recently awarded. Strong order book and zero net debt status of the company are fueling to its growth. With this, I would now like to open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. We take our first question from the line of Manan Shah from Money B Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Manan.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. Firstly, I just wanted to understand in the current quarter, so our revenue was down sequentially also as well as on a Y-on-Y basis. So if you can just explain what happened during the quarter, why do we have a lower revenue for this quarter?
Right. So during the quarter, our one-off drilling rig, which is DR-13, was in transition from old ONGC contract to new ONGC contract. And could not contribute to revenue for almost 2 months. So there they had some impact on revenue a bit lower. So that was the reason. Yeah. And secondly, as new contracts which are getting started, they have started post September. And so additional revenue contribution will start appearing from Q3 onwards.
So, can you quantify what quantum of orders are we starting to execute from Q3 onwards?
So, currently we have 7 projects of gas compression which are under mobilization, and of which 3 of them are starting from September, have started from September end, and four of them will start probably in this month end. So quantification in terms of amount I need to check, but yes, of course, we'll have a very good visibility going forward.
Understood. Also, this quarter our other income was on the higher side. So if you can just give a breakup, what is part of this other income?
Correct. So other income is consisting of our treasury receipts, treasury income. In addition to that, we have one dividend income from our Dubai subsidiary. So that was there.
Okay. And any update on the ONGC case that was pending?
The arbitration one?
Yeah, the arbitration one.
Yeah,
so we were expecting that we would receive at least 50% of the sum if at all they went for further appeal.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, it is on positive note. We have been given an order that we'll get at least 75% of that award amount probably in next 6 to 8 weeks. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And lastly, on the Dolphin acquisition, so if you can just highlight, if you can just mention what will be the future course over here, as in where are we with the assets that are there in the Dolphin, and how are we planning to scale up over here?
Right. So, Dolphin, as per our approved resolution plan, we have time of 90 days to infuse the resolution money and to take over that company. But we are all set and gunning towards to acquire it before 90 days. So, probably in a month or so, we'll complete the payment as per our expectation, and we'll start taking over that entire assets and their offices and all. In fact, we have already started getting their own employees back into our system who are crucial and on, you can say, on supervisory or critical role. We have already started getting them back.
Okay, thank you. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone for telephone. We take the next question from the line of Sudhir Beda from Right Time Consultancy Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, Paras Bhai.
Good afternoon. Paras Bhai might not be on call. He had some urgent meeting. I'm not sure he's there or not, but I'm Rohan Sudhirji.
Rohan Bhai, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And as you guided in the first part of con call, that revenue in Q2 would be flat. So it is. So, sir, I want to see, we have, if we remove the other income part, then our EBITDA is almost, which we have never seen in the company. It's almost like 20-25%, which we used to have like 40-45% of EBITDA. So, what has happened in this Q2?
Sir, first of all, even if we remove that other income, our EBITDA stands at around 29.5% on consolidated basis.
Sorry, 29. And we used to have like 45%.
Correct.
So,
and on standalone basis, it is again in line. However, on consolidated basis, yes, if we'll remove that other income, your point is valid. But I think in last call also, we had explained that in consolidated basis, we are consolidating the businesses other than services also in our overall top line, and that is how on consolidated basis EBITDA is little lower than standalone basis. Secondly,
on the standalone basis also, sorry to interrupt, even on the standalone basis our EBITDA is like 4-5 years low. even if we remove the other income, so have there some expenses of? Hello?
Sorry. Sorry.
So is it possible that some expenses which pre-commencement of some projects which are happening in Q3 and some pre-operating expenses have been debited in Q2? So just wanted to know.
Q2, as I said, are one of transition from one contract to another. And as per client's requirement, we had to do some repair work for that particular rig to get started in new contract. And so we had some repairs expenses higher in Q2 because of that particular transition.
Understood. So we will be again back to our normal EBITDA of 45%-48%.
Yes.
Sir, my second question is, as we have seen in the cash flow, you have invested around 75 crores in CapEx. So can you throw some light on it, on the nature of CapEx and when it will start earning or yielding the results?
Right. So as I said earlier, we have almost seven projects are under mobilization of gas compression services. And this entire CapEx is towards that particular projects only. And against that, 67 crores of CapEx, we'll have seven compressor projects which will start earning, which have already started earning from, let's say, September end. And gradually, it will be contributing to revenue from October or November onwards, yes.
Understood. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Abbas Panjani from InCred Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Hi, Rohan. I hope you're well.
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Good, good. So I have a question on order book side. So when do you expect your order book to be evident in your performance? When it started showing you results?
Right. As I said, from Q3 onwards, you will start that effect coming up. Q4, we believe it would be like full all guns blown. So from Q4 onwards, all revenue will start appearing. Q3 will have some projects adding to the top line.
Cool, cool.
And order book, since it has grown to 800+ crore, and the pipeline of order book which we are envisaging and which we are experiencing is lifetime high. And we believe that conversion would be at great percentage, and it will add again more into our confirmed order book.
Okay. Nice. Another question on ROE side. So basically, your ROE again is on around 10% for H1, right? So what do you expect on going forward for 2024 and 2025?
Yeah. ROE, we are consciously trying to improve that ROE, and we are quite hopeful that it should improve only going forward.
Okay, okay. Cool. Another, I wanted to just know the segmental breakup for this quarter.
Segmental breakup I have for H1.
H1? Okay.
Almost 45% is coming from gas compression services.
Okay.
Just a minute. 36% is coming from gas dehydration and integrated put together.
Okay. Good. That's it from my side. Thanks a lot. All the best.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Somin Chatterjee from JRK Stock Broking. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hello. Thanks for the opportunity. And
First of all, means if I remember, you have already guided in quarter one con call that quarter two will remain muted and things will, and the actual order book, transition of order book into actual financials will take in the second half of the financial year. Right. Now you, that will, means can we safely assume that the quarter three will be better than the quarter two first? Second, what is beyond quarter four? Means what would be the guidance for FY24? Both revenue and margin side.
Right. So, as you rightly mentioned, we had indicated that Q2 would be almost in line with Q1. You correctly remembered that. And from Q3 onwards, it will start appearing the additional revenue contributing to the top line. So, of course, Q3 would be higher than Q2 only. And Q4 would be higher than Q3. Going forward, the way we are adding into our order book new orders, definitely FY24 would be quite higher than 23 and would be in anticipation what we are expecting, yes.
Okay, that will help. But what would be the margin guidance for FY24? Because the margin has dipped in this quarter, so FY24, can we say we are going back to 40-45% EBITDA margin again?
Yes, yes. So, see, in our business, whenever there is a transition from one contract to another and the same equipment is getting used, there are some repair maintenance coming up for that particular asset. And particularly when that asset is one of your major assets, it has some impact on repairing and operating expense. But going forward, we'll definitely achieve our original EBITDA margins, yes. So I would request not to evaluate on Q1Q, but you can take some larger period to compare.
Okay, so that will help. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Anurag Patil from Roha Asset Managers. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, can you provide the breakup of current order book also in terms of three segments?
Sure. So out of total order book we have, as of now, almost 48% is contributing by gas compression contracts. 35% are from rigs contracts. And rest is integrated and gas dehydration.
Okay, sir. Across these three segments, sir, how is the working capital difference? Can you just briefly explain?
So more or less, working capital requirement in rig segment is little higher than compression dehydration because there the involvement of expense, manpower, and consumables is high. But overall, I would say more or less they are same. There is a little 5-7% difference in segments.
Okay. And sir, this ONGC award amount, what is the amount? Can you specify?
The award amount is 108 crore around, yeah.
Okay. And sir, FY23, what will be the total capex?
FY23, we are expecting total capex around 90 crore. Of which almost 76 have already been done.
Okay. And last question, sir, on the CNG boosters, how is the demand scenario there? Are you witnessing any slowdown or how is the things there?
So, yeah, currently the supply is on a little slower pace, but demand is there. And I would say the way we had expected to come up all around, it is coming in staggered manner, yeah.
Okay, sir. That is from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Hiral from 4R Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah. Thank you. I have two questions. One, just to understand, where did we get dividend from? If you can elaborate on that, you mentioned something. And the second one is, we are getting some arbitration award. We have some 75% of the amount we will get in 6 to 8 weeks. So what would be the approximate number in that case?
Right. So the arbitration amount, 75% of 108 crore around. So you can say 76, 78 crore.
Okay.
So that we are supposed to get in next 6 to 8 weeks.
Great.
And a dividend we have received from our subsidiary based out of Dubai.
Okay. Thank you. That was from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Manan Shah from Money Bee Investments Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the follow-up. So again, coming on the margin. So in the gas compression, you mentioned we enjoy 50% plus EBITDA margins, and on the drilling rigs, we enjoy 40% plus. And both of these segments contributing almost 60-70% of our revenue. But still, our margins are on the lower side. So this one-off expense that you're talking about, will it be possible for you to quantify what was that one-off expense during the quarter?
It was repairing and updating the rig, our drilling rig. I believe the rig which we have visited, that only.
Yeah, I understand, but what would be that amount, an approximate ballpark number, if you can just...
It has, I'm not having exact number, but it was somewhere around 6.77 crore types.
Okay, understood. Secondly, on the gas dehydration, so our utilization still remains suboptimal. So, in our current order book, the order book that we have on hand, would that lead to better utilization of those assets, or it will still remain at 50-odd%?
No, so for dehydration, we have bidded project with Vedanta, where so in addition to ONGC, now Vedanta is also came up with requirement of gas dehydration on charter hire basis.
Mm-hmm.
And with if we'll get that award of Vedanta, then we'll be able to utilize it very well.
Okay, so we wouldn't need to do any additional capex for that order.
The little one, to match the requirement of client to client, but not that significant.
Okay. Also, we had mentioned that we expect our order book to go to almost 1,000-odd crores. So, where are we on that line? I mean, how soon should we see this 1,000-odd crore? Or rather, how is the bid pipeline? So, if you can quantify how many orders we bid for and... what would be our win ratio over here, if you can just talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so as I said earlier, we are witnessing an excellent and probably lifetime high traction in expression of interest and biddings. And currently, we have bid almost 27 to 28 contracts.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of value, it would be too early to say, but I would say they are very high, and conversion chances are also more than 50%. Yeah.
And this has been our past history also, like our order win ratio has been almost 50%.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
In the past also, for the company, our win ratio has been around 50%.
Yeah, yeah. It is more than 50%, in fact.
Okay, understood. And you mentioned that this sum from ONGC, the arbitration award, we are expecting in the next 6 to 8 weeks. So how are we planning to use this cash then going forward?
So currently, see, these are all arbitration and court matters. So, frankly, we have not pre-planned the use of capex, but that amount. But definitely, we'll use it for growth and capex. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for participating in our call for quarter two and half year ending on 30th September. If you have any further query, you may reach to us directly or through our IR. We are always happy to respond to your queries. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.